So this is the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, and we are here with in the classroom at Bridges of Wellness in South Florida with Sam and Jude, who are assisting tonight. Joel Anastasi is in Palm Springs, and Jeff, our other partner in the Angel News Network, is on the line in Nashville, and he will be channeling in 2 weeks the Archangel Michael, so please stay tuned for that, and we'll have our e-blast going out for that soon. But where we're going to begin tonight, as we always do, with the reading of the Angel News Network mission statement, the Bridges of Wellness mission statement, and then how they merge.
The Angel News Network. Our mission is to bring the messages of the divine realm to the earth plane, to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension, by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world.
And the Bridges of Wellness mission statement is Bridges of Wellness.
Then I'm going to read how these merge together, and why this is our physical and spiritual home at this point. Through the combined intentions and missions of Bridges and the Angel News Network, let us further affirm through our mutual universal teachings and truth to continue to support humanity in ascending from our believing minds to our knowing hearts. Through this process, we shall learn to think with our hearts and create lives and a world founded upon love, peace, equality, harmony, and balance. Let us all take a deep breath and assimilate these missions, these particular endeavors, and all of the endeavors on the planet who are assisting humanity within the ascension process. Realizing, beginning on December 21st, 2012, we began the final 2,000-year cycle of the ascension process of the planet herself. Thus, that will affect all those upon and within her body, including humanity. So we are all within a process of that ascension process. For humanity, we have chosen to do it something called the relationship with self, self being a reflection of all there is. Through our emotions, creating our thoughts, creating our words, and creating our actions, we are the creators creating our lives all the time. The question at this time is, can we take responsibility for that without judging or shaming it? For the universal equation is responsibility equals consequence. When we take responsibility for the lives we are creating, we create consequences to our liking. When we resist them or do not accept them or take responsibility for them, we often create consequences not to our liking. Take a deep breath. And let us know this truth as together we all say, so be it. So I will now go into trance at this time, and we are bringing in the Council of Archangelic Realms, a combination of Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. Greeting, beloved dear ones. We come to you at this time of ascension of your planet and you, humanity, upon the surface of this divine planet. We come to you with a combined frequency of the archangelic realms whose stewardship from the beginning of this planet has been the evolution of it, moving back into from whence it came. A light source, a love source, a foundation of all there is, love. Ever since you have chosen to be human, you have been within this process, and we of this realm, also reflecting the 12 star seeds, systems that seeded the planet, have been here supporting you throughout it, whether it will be the energy of Gabriel acting as a database for all, or the energy of Michael moving us from our believing mind. humanity is within the process of becoming multidimensional. What exactly does that mean? It means it is your divine right to channel, to receive these frequencies yourself, for you accept them through your resonance, how you feel about it in your discernment, how you think about it. Tonight we will be reviewing some codes to better access these particular frequencies from which we are at this time. We will pause between each code and allow you to ask questions. The reason this is called Divine Discussions, to interact with these particular codes. Dear ones, at the end of these codes, you will be given an opportunity to ask a question that relates or doesn't relate to the codes themselves, or simply to ask for a message. So we have representatives of the Divine Feminine supporting these codes tonight who will begin to read them, and we will interact together. Let us begin with code number one.
Code 1, being balanced within your emotional, mental, and physical bodies to always is always essential when you are attempting to access something new and true.
And this is something new for many of you. So read that sentence again, dear one, about the importance of the relationship with the emotional and mental bodies.
Being balanced within your emotional, mental, and physical bodies is always essential when you are attempting to access something new and true. Any imbalances prevent your ability to integrate wisdom, not knowledge. Endeavors such as the Angel News Network have directly received from us multiple angelic teachings to assist you in your personal and planetary processes. A library of books, archives of video audio channelings, the Life Mastery Program, Oaths of the Light Worker Wayshower, 5 Agreements, and 6 Sacred Messages, and so on.
So all of these, and not only the endeavor of the Angel News Network, but many spiritual endeavors and metaphysical intentions throughout the planet are accessing the ancient wisdoms, wisdoms being applied knowledge at this particular time. Are there any questions about the importance and the relationship of the emotional body affecting the mental body, affecting actions and words, and affecting physicality? If you can master the relationship of this by understanding that you are not the emotion that you are feeling, the emotive feeling, but it is simply something to be expressed, to be released from your DNA and RNA, you can have a stronger and firmer relationship with self. Are there any questions about code number one?
First of all, I'm going to open up the line, so if you have a question online, you can just speak up. Does anyone have a question online?
No.
Okay. I would like to know exactly how is it that we can be balanced within our emotional, mental, and physical body? Are there any tips or tools that you might be able to share with us?
Yes, by realizing that you are not that emotion, but it is a pathway for understanding who you are and allowing you to make a new choice as a result of feeling the emotion. Here would be an example. The emotion of rage or the emotion of anger, which is so prevalent, creating the duality and separation and often confrontation and warring on the planet at this time. To fully feel this and express it in a therapeutic fashion and release it allows you to have a positive rather than a negative thought that will create a negative word and action that can continue to be confrontational. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah, so, for instance, online we have been gifted with the, I believe they're called the energetic exercises, and one of them I recall is like beating a bed with a bat. Is that the kind of thing that you're talking about?
That can be a therapeutic process of feeling the energy, releasing it in a safe environment to fully express that anger and that rage that may come from a past life experience in addition to a present life experience in order to fully feel it and release it and not to become it.
And so all the while we're knowing that we are not our feelings.
There is the key element. So let us say together three times, and if it resonates, to place our hands upon our hearts and to say, we are not our emotive feelings.
We are not,
our emotional feelings.
We are not our emotional feelings.
They are a pathway to our divinity if we learn to express them in a safe environment. Are there any other questions about code number one? Remember, as we started off, humanity chose to experience being human through something called the relationship with self. That was a conscious decision that each and every one of you made prior to coming here. That allows you to accept with compassion and forgive the choice that you have made. Be with that for a moment, that you have chosen to be human through something called the relationship with self. And to honor and to love that relationship allows that to mirror and reflect out to others. Dear ones, your world is being ruled by wounded little boys and girls who do not have a loving relationship with self. So their governmental and their economic policies reflect that wounded relationship. In the higher realm, it is essential that you it was self in order to be in a leadership capacity. And it is your destiny that someday your leaders reflect that truth, that they have gone through a healing relationship with self in order to be allowed to lead or to govern in your vernacular others. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. Any questions online? Okay, we're moving on to code number two. Being open to the truth that there is something vaster and wiser than the human mind. The human mind just may be a receiver, not an originator of information in your advancement as a species.
Isn't this a blow to the human ego, dear ones? For millennia, humanity has thought that it was their thoughts and their minds that was creating everything. The truth is, dear ones, your mind, as far as the advancement, the evolution of your species, is a receiver. If you look at the inventions and the advancements of humanity, you might say to yourself, how did one person gain so much wisdom? The word is they gained it, that they received it, that they did not originate from them, but it was a part of their soul plan, their purpose in being here, to receive this, and through certain individuated talents and gifts, they were able to facilitate and bring what they received out into the world. Are there any questions about receiving versus originating through human thought?
Any questions?
How do you feel about this, dear one? Is this a blow, or does this sound true? And remember, as we go through these codes, what doesn't resonate, what doesn't discern for you, you will not apply. You will activate your free choice and will at all times. But if this is truth for you, through how you feel about it and how you think about it, imagine how your world and personal lives can shift and change by applying this, and be open, remember we began with becoming multidimensionality, by being open to receiving. So how do you receive, dear one? You receive within the silence. You receive within the unknowing. For in the void, in the unknowing, in the silence, are all the possibilities becoming probabilities. The possibilities becoming probabilities. You all have this capacity to receive. For you're all here for a reason. Are there any questions?
Yes.
Go ahead, Richard.
I have a question. I'm not sure how to phrase it, though. So are we all, so is there a percentage? Is it all, we're receivers? Nothing's originating from our mind? Is it basically it? If we have if I had a question I was trying to, or something I was trying to figure out, I'm putting the thought out there, and then my receiving is taking in the information then? Is that what you mean?
Yes, dear one.
Okay.
That is what we mean. And through the silence and accepting, and sometimes simply asking to receive it.
Right.
But what you ask for, you can receive. Quite often it's simply a matter of humanity not asking because they do not believe there's anything to receive. They may subjugate themselves in a prayer, begging, or asking for their God to send this to them. Instead of seeing themselves worthy enough and good enough to simply ask and allow the receiving to come forward through the loving relationship with self. Do you understand?
So there's a correct, there's a better way of doing, you know, you're not begging, you're saying, you're just asking and expecting to be open and receiving.
Ask to receive with no expectation of what you are to receive. It may not be what you think it should be.
Right.
It may not be when you think or how it's going to happen. Here's a trick about manifestation. Simply ask with no expectation of results or destination. And affirm that what you will receive through your resonance and discernment will be for your highest good. Do you understand?
Okay.
Do you understand, dear one?
Richard, did you get that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
So I'm understanding that this code is telling us in order to receive, we must believe.
No, you must know. A belief can change.
Yeah,
that is
right.
What beloved Brother Michael is teaching. To move from the believing mind, a belief can shift and change, the truth cannot, and know into the knowing, truthful heart. For within your heart, dear ones, stored within the DNA, the spiritual DNA of your heart energy, are all the wisdoms you have mastered from past and present lives, and even lives to come. So you're learning to trust and surrender to that. If you ask for a belief, you will get a belief that may shift and change. Shift your belief from knowing. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
Next code. Knowing that you are loved and lovable and capable of receiving and giving love equally.
Read that again.
Knowing that you are loved and lovable and capable of receiving and giving love equally.
So what would be the foundation of that actually taking place in every life? What would need to take place for that to be fully assimilated within you, dear one? What is needed is knowing, not believing, that you came from love. That love is the founding and building block of everything that you are experiencing. You actually had an evolution on the planet Venus, which you call the planet of love, before you came to this planet. Some of you have conscious memory of this event. And what was transported, actually teleported, from the core of Venus to the core of the Earth was a pulse and a vibration and a frequency of love, which has been radiating out from the core of this planet, which some of you call the central sun or the crystalline core, since the beginning of the creation of this planet. So if you place upon your hands, upon your heart, and you feel the pulse, and you feel the beat, dear one, what you're actually feeling and what is causing that heart to beat is that love, force, and core from the planet itself. So in your meditations, you're often being asked to center yourself on the mantle of the planet herself in order to connect with this pulse and to know where your life force came from. Within each incarnational cycle, dear ones, you are given an allotted amount of energy for that incarnation. What you choose to be and do with it is your expression of your free will and choice. But if you can know, no matter how your life is being experienced in the present moment, in this incarnational cycle, if you can know you originated from love, and you're simply in the process of integrating that truth, you will know that you are lovable and loved. Are there any questions about this?
Yes. Let's say that someone was abused as a child and feels unloved. What might your suggestion be to help that person know that he or she really is love and lovable?
There are many programs, one of them through the Angel News Network called Life Mastery, through beloved Archangel Michael, has created a program that allows you to connect with the inner wounded child and the ego defenses that child has created around those wounds when it has not been loved. But here's what is essential and most challenging for the human mind. You've all come here and chosen to learn the way you have chosen to learn. It is difficult for the human mind to assimilate and to realize that that might be through sexual or child abuse. But that is the truth. That is what has taken place. And you might ask the question, why is that, dear counsel? Why is that? And here is the answer, dear one. It is the only way your soul knows you can finally master the healing. That in past lifetimes, other events have been attempted, and they were not successful. So in between incarnational cycles, you gather with your guides in a fifth dimensional vortex, if you will. And you powwow and you counsel and you agree this will perpetuate a permanent healing to learn this way. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Any questions online?
No.
No.
Are you beginning to see, dear ones, the magnificence of all of these codes and how they will allow you to access these frequencies yourself? Begin to see they are building a pyramid, one by one, building upon the next. Let us continue.
Code number 4, stand strong within your truth, needs, and boundaries as divine spiritual beings having this human experience.
Your truth, who am I? Why am I here? And knowing your truth will allow you to know you have a need. Many of you don't even understand that you have one. You cannot perpetuate or establish a boundary without the facilitation of the need through your truth. So for the moment, even if all of this doesn't make complete sense, or that it does, write down truth, needs, and boundaries. And simply later, if it resonates, ask yourself, what is my truth? Who am I? Why am I here? What is my soul plan? What is the meaning value of my purpose? Within that, you have needs, dear one. And ask yourself, what are my needs within my truth? Where in your relationship with self and others are you not establishing boundaries firm enough for the needs and the truth to come forth? But take a deep breath and understand that this triad of truth, needs, and boundaries is a healing vehicle for humanity, a powerful tool, a gift from the archangelic realm. It is our responsibility in the Council of Archangelic Realms to assist you. You receive through millennia tool after tool after tool, and the question we keep asking is, are you ready to apply them? And what within your relationship with self is preventing that application? Are there questions about truth, needs, and boundaries, and why they exist? Any questions?
Are there any questions online?
No.
No.
Well, simply write down truth, needs, and boundaries and play with that. And if you don't know what your truth is, if you don't know what your need is, if you don't know what a boundary is, be with that. And realize you're right where you need to be to begin the process of answering those questions. Let us continue.
And know that there are higher realms here to support and love you.
You have never been alone, dear ones. You have never been alone.
Code 5. There really isn't a right and a wrong. These often change and can produce duality and separation. Use your resonance and discernment, your internal gyro system, to determine what works for you.
So, let's deal with some cosmic equations, shall we? Let's go into math class for a moment, dear ones. Dark equals light. You cannot know the light without the dark. Problem equals solution. They are aspects of the same thing. Right equals wrong. Are you beginning to see that every opposite, or what appears an opposite, is an aspect of the other? And so are you. And again, with the relationship with self, these are all equations, if you will, of how humanity has chosen to learn. The foundation right now within your world of the separation, the duality, and the confrontation that is taking place is the imbalance of the masculine and the feminine. Masculine equals feminine. Feminine equals masculine. You are physically one of these genders at the moment, and soon you will realize there are actually 5 or 6 human genders, not the 2 you think there are. You are physically one male or female energy, and you are etherically the other. So in effect, you are both at the same time, as you are the problem and the solution, or the dark and the light at the same time. This goes into what has been called the oneness principle that you've heard a lot about in your spiritual and metaphysical training, haven't you, dear one?
Yeah.
And begin to just play with these equations and rather see them as separated from one another, seeing they are simply tools to lead you to the complete understanding of the wholeness of both. So this imbalance of the masculine and feminine, which you see the women of the world collecting themselves and standing up for love and peace and equality, they innately are understanding that without the balance of the masculine and feminine energy, you humans cannot evolve as a human species. That imbalance has predicated all of the duality and separation on your planet. You have subjugated one another within your male and female energies for millennia. You're learning that this does not work, that there is a universal reason that these energies exist, the assertive masculine energy, the receptive feminine energy. When they are combined, you're able to create divinity. you're able to create the world you say you want. Are there any questions about this code?
Yes. Deborah has a question.
If there's no right and wrong, and we're trying to find the truth of ourselves, how can there be a truth?
We're not saying there's no right or wrong. We're saying there are aspects of the same thing. One will allow you to know the other. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand duality. And the goal is to get beyond it. But when we talk about finding the truth of ourselves, that seems to me like that's an absolute, not a relativity.
What do you really mean to do? How do you actually feel about your relationship with self?
I'm troubled by it.
And your responses reflect that. Can you see that?
What do you mean, my responses?
You say you're troubled, are you not?
Yes, I've been on this journey for 30 years, and I still don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, why I don't have enough money, why I don't have a partner, why I have to work so hard, and why I'm very capable of giving love, but I'm not very good at drawing the boundaries.
So it's a matter, dear one, of accepting where you are, of accepting what is in your life rather than what is not. Most of your concerns fall within the category of what is not there. There is another equation, and it's called gratitude equals abundance. By focusing on what is in the life rather than what is not there will allow abundance to come forth. Do you understand?
Yes, and I do this. I do appreciate and I'm grateful for what I have all the time, but I have a lot of suffering around me and people in my family, and I feel like I'm teaching them all these truths, but I feel like I haven't actually reached them myself.
So, dear one, why do you think it is your responsibility to teach them rather than to allow them to learn and trust and know? They're choosing to learn the way they need by simply being in their presence and resonating who you are and allowing them to ask when they are ready, and if they are not ready, to remain silent. Does that resonate?
Yes, it's hard to watch people suffer.
It's hard to
create their own suffering.
It's hard to watch individuals take pain into long-term suffering as a tool of how they are choosing to learn.
Yeah.
You're all experiencing pain to a certain degree. It's a part of being human. Emotional, mental, or physical pain. It's a choice that you made in being human. But here's a choice. It does not have to become the pain, be it emotional, mental, or physical, long-term suffering. Dear ones, you are not here to suffer in spite of what your religions have taught you. Many of you have coded within your DNA from past lifetimes and this current lifetime this belief that you are here to suffer. That comes from the reality of not feeling good enough or worthy enough not to suffer, that it is a vehicle to your goodness to suffer. That is not the truth. You are inherently good. You inherently come from the love we just delineated from where you came from. In reality, dear ones, you cannot be anything else but love. But you often masquerade it. and not realizing, dear one, you're each other in disguise. Does that help you? Let us continue.
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
I have many teacher friends who are really upset about the shootings at Stonewall School, which is, and they're all very upset at how wrong this is. Do you have a suggestion on what I might say to assist them in helping them understand what this is really about?
It is moving from an old paradigm of duality and separation, which is corruption within your government, to a new paradigm of love and peace and equality, which is being predicated upon the youth. These students have programmed within their DNA exactly what is necessary to move the new paradigm forward. Their soul plans have come fully equipped, and it is a matter of the adults, if you will, getting out of the way and allowing the youth, out of the mouths of babes, you've heard this expression, dear ones, to move humanity forward. Pay a special attention to the feminine energy within this. But much of the masculine energy within the youth has a balance of the feminine within itself, which is coming forward. They will be confused. They will be accused of conspiracies. There will be many in the old paradigm attempting to block them. Mm-hmm. But it's their time to go forward. So as a teacher yourself, Julie, as a product of that system yourself, the most courageous, the most divine advice that you can give the other teachers is to support these students and allow them through their self-empowerment and their youth to create the new paradigm and to heal the corrupted forces of government that are allowing these events to largely take place.
Yes, thank you. That was beautiful.
Well, I would like to ask, because I know there's been a cabal and a new world order and a war going on over this planet, if this new president is involved with that, or is he going to be the reliever of that?
Your new president is a reflection of those that he governs. Democracy, the creation of the United States of America, dear ones, which this channel will bring through that impetus to the Ascended Master Saint Germain soon, was a divinely appointed nation to bring this country and the world into its divine light order. All of the founding father papers of this particular country assimilated from the Ascended Master realms, and we also worked within the angelic realms with the Ascended Masters for the creation of what you call the United States of America. Democracy, dear ones, is not a spectator sport. Your largest political party within the United States, those of you who choose not to vote, what you are experiencing, remembering the equation, responsibility equals consequence. You have not, as a populace, taken responsibility, so you have experienced the consequence of someone within your executive branch who reflects all of the follies and wounds of humanity. He is a mirror for all of you to see what needs to heal within yourselves. He is a Shakespearean character upon the stage of the United States of America and the world for you to see the folly of humanity, the foolishness of it all that needs to come up and be healed. He is a vital character. If his opponent had won, it would have been pretty much more of the same. But as a result of the blatant, obvious wounds and defenses of this individual, he reflects all within yourselves, dear ones, that needs to heal. That does not mean that you have to agree. That does not mean that you can be in the process of creating something that protects the checks and balances of this democracy, which was created by the higher realm. Does that help you?
Yes, but it's hard to believe that this person whose ego seems to be so out of control, does that mean that individually we all have this out of control ego? Because some of us have been working on it a long time.
I think you know the answer. You think you know the answer. Don't you,
dear one? Well, I feel like we're such a minority.
Who is we?
The people who are struggling to become more conscious of their oneness and their godliness, their truth.
We would not agree. There are more of you conscious and awake on this planet at this time than ever before. You have the $7 or $8 billion divine souls on this particular planet because they have chosen to be here as an aspect of the ascension process of the planet humanity itself. This individual reflects what needs to be healed in all of humanity. With all of its folly, with all of its flaws, and with the communication which has been gifted by the higher realms, your cyberspace, if you will, allows you to almost instantaneously see and witness the folly of this individual and allow you, through the checks and balances of which have been created by the higher realms and your democratic government, to make another choice through the choice that was previously made. But you're also being revealed of the corruption that came in from outside forces that affected the selection of this individual. If this individual was not there, just perhaps, dear ones, none of this would have come forward. Can you begin to see all of it as a divine cleansing and clearing of what needs to be clear and cleansed?
Yes. I see that it's coming up to be healed. Yeah.
So this individual that's in office now is helping us to change our beliefs, which leads us to code number 6. Beliefs come from the mind and change all the time. Wisdom, accumulated knowledge, comes from the knowing heart.
So, the question is, how to access the heart? But your mind and your ego is going to scream very loudly not to know that the heart has the answer. Which many of you realize at this time, what is energetically taking place in the evolution of the human species within the ascension process of this planet is that the believing mind, which has been in control or thinks it's been in control, and you cannot control what you did not create, has been in control. So it's an illusion to be in control of what you have not created. So what is taking place is the surrendering and the transition and the transmuting of the believing mind into the knowing heart to become in service, the mind to become in service to the heart. What has to take place next, dear ones, is for you to believe and trust and surrender and move the believing into knowing that this wisdom from past lives, applied knowledge into wisdom, is stored within the heart and that you can actually think with the heart. Now, there are probably some questions about this.
So the rest of the code, learn to think with your heart as you create a new paradigm of oneness. Allow your useful mind to return in service to your heart. Are there any questions on code number 6?
How do you feel, dear ones, about the word service? After so many millennia of thinking the mind was in control, how do you feel about the mind moving into service to the knowing heart?
I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think that many of us are doing that. And those that are not doing that are beginning to think about doing that or knowing that there's got to be something changed.
And prior to the doingness, dear ones, is the beingness. By connecting with the frequency of that knowing heart, you connect with a loving beingness frequency which affects your doingness. Do you understand?
Yes, exactly. I certainly do understand, because everything is energy, and if more of us did that, then these types of things would no longer occur.
If more of you be that, these things would not occur.
Exactly.
A matter of being your message, being that heart energy, and allowing the beingness to become the doingness. Because, dear ones, what you have now is a world predicated upon doing this with not fully understanding of being conscious of the beingness behind and within it.
Thank you. Shall we move on to code number 7?
Code 7. The altered ego housed in your mental body is often the home of your self-sabotage. Thank the ego for sharing, but tell it to shut up. Your ego wishes you to stay within your comfort zones of the familiar. Your emotions, not in agreement with your mental body, just may be saying, fly.
So you're learning the actual component of the mind. You're learning how the ego, which has served humanity to a certain degree quite well, it's allowed you to master the physicality of being on the planet, has allowed you to survive being on the planet. But now those forms of survival are no longer necessary in your evolutionary process. So now you're learning to tame, to tone down this ego, which is lived within the illusion and sometimes the delusion of thinking it's in control of your life. So you're in transition through the ascension process of the planet humanity itself to learn to trust this heart. Are there any questions about this structure?
Any questions online?
No.
No.
Okay. Code number 8. All of you are here for a unique reason, so plan. Knowing the universe would be incomplete without each of you.
The number 8, if you lay it on the side, is an infinity symbol. If you hold it straight up, it is the sacred feminine. So let us just be connecting to that, which is balancing the masculine energy, as you read this one more time.
All of you are here for a unique reason, soul plans. Knowing the universe would be incomplete without each of you.
So your mission, your assignment, for those of you who have not already unraveled from the higher realms to assist you, is to know who you are and why you are here. Then you can begin to accept with compassion and understand all of it would be incomplete without you being here, or you wouldn't be here. Another way to put it, to assist you in assimilating this truth, if God is all there is, you're it. If God is all there is, and you are here, you're it. You are the creator created. It is this truth, it is this self-empowerment that was beat out of you for millennia by your religions, which became governments, to take this truth away from you. The truth that you've had repeated earth lives. The truth that you are the creator creating, that you are a reflection of the divinity itself. that you need to go through someone or something else to access it. In your vernacular, baloney. Are there any questions now?
I'm going to read the rest of the code. You are here to access your soul plan and purpose in learning to love. Your individuated gifts and talents are present to serve the world's soul plan and shift things into a higher frequency of reality.
So once you know who you are, why you're here, your soul plan, if you will, your divine soul plan, if you will, and that perpetuates a loving relationship with self, that radiates out the nation and world and actually radiates beyond there. Questions about this magnificent design of who you truly are and why you are here.
Questions online?
No.
No.
Yes, I have a question. I believe my soul plan is changing or altering because this morning I really got inspiration to put together some sort of a workshop, an in-person, not online workshop, helping people really understand consciousness based on what has just happened at Stoneman Douglas. Could you give me any feedback or any clues or comments, please?
Yes, as soon as your believing becomes knowing. It began with I believe.
You're right. Thank you for pointing that out.
So, without judging or shaming or blaming that, let's just observe it for a moment. And realize when that belief transmutes into knowing, your answer will come. But ask your question again and let us facilitate. What is it exactly you wish to accomplish by increased consciousness? And what would you define as consciousness?
Consciousness being awareness, awareness of who we really are and what we're here for on the planet.
And the primary foundation of that is what?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by the primary foundation. Oh.
What precedes that?
Precedes that is...
You knowing it yourself.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right, yes.
All right. We're going to always go back to the relationship with self, the foundation with self.
Okay.
And so that is your foundation, and the what, the when, the where, the how will be built upon it.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, thanks. I've got to process that.
Let's process it, but let's be sure you have the help you need to assist others. What is missing for you at this point? Is there anything missing at this point?
I don't think there is. I really do have a knowing. I may have used the word believe, but I really do have a knowing that this is something that I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it very successfully.
Once you know it, your beingness will create the doingness. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Be with that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let us continue.
Okay, code 9. The process of raising your awareness, consciousness, is not a straight line forward. Be accepting, compassionate, and forgiving for whatever your process is.
This will be directed to the divine soul that asked the question, why after all these years aren't I where I say I want to be? You're all exactly where you need to be. By asking the question, where am I, accepting with compassion and forgiving where you are will allow you to transcend it, to resist it, to resent it, to regret where you are will keep you stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Read that code again.
The process of raising your awareness, consciousness, is not a straight line forward. Be accepting, compassionate, and forgiving for whatever your process is. Try not to compare it to anyone else's.
And that's so difficult as you look around and see, oh, that person's ahead of me, that person's beyond me, that person's life seems better than mine. If you look at the history of humanity on this planet here, Mark, you've had six previous golden ages which reached the stratosphere. They were connected to the higher realms that allowed them to achieve what they achieved. And then all was taken away through their disconnect from these realms. So they went back. So your whole process has been one of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to get to where you are now within the creation of your final golden age, within the final 2,000-year cycle of your planet. So in a way, the gig is up. In a way, you're in the process of making the decision, I'll be a part of this during this incarnation or the next one or possibly a third one or not. And those who are within earshot or consciousness frequency reach of where we are now, many of you have made your decision. Or you wouldn't be listening to this now. Are there any questions about this?
Well, I have a question.
I got on this bandwagon because of suddenly becoming aware of entities around me, and it's been now about 20 years. I'm not sure that they're communicating with me. I want to communicate with them. And I don't know why I have this particular experience. I haven't found what to do with it.
Dear one, here's how it works with connecting to the higher realm. You consciously choose it as a part of your soul plan and see it as an integral part of your plan to be a messenger of specific frequencies or a frequency. That knowingly is released. If it is in your soul plan, then you are chosen from the choice that you make to be within that messenger realm. This time we need to make a delineation between being a messenger of fifth dimensional and beyond messengers and the fourth psychic or astral realm, which is the 4D, which is fraught with mischief since it is a disembodied reflection of where you are now. Many of the frequencies that have been tampering or tapping at your door have been astral. They have been not within your highest good to be served. Thus, they did not come through. So, if you so choose, for your discernment, find a frequency that you resonate and discern with. It might be archangelic, it might be ascended mastership, it might be inner earth, it might be a star realm. You know who those frequencies are. And let your mantra be that I choose, as a part of my soul plan, my purpose to be here, to be a messenger of these, and allow your choice to be chosen. And allow the wisdom from that to come through forthrightly, and to not fear it, to not doubt it. For if it is true, If it is of a higher realm and serving your highest good and the highest good of others, it will identify itself. It will communicate with you within its mission and its purpose. And you know, you will know forthrightly it is within your divine plan. Does that help you?
Well, I have been affirming that. I have been, there are certain things that they do for me that feel like they are loving, but it does get confusing, and I don't want to be scared.
It will not be confusing at all. It will be very direct when it is true. So remember, dear one, all of you, remember, these are codes to assist you to angelic access. Remember, that is the purpose of this. So we ask if it resonates for you to review these, to be sure you are clear with each and every one of them and allow them to be tools to assist you. Do you understand? That is the purpose of this gathering at this time. Does that help you?
Yes, I feel like I'm doing the best I can.
So yes. Totally accept that.
Mm-hmm. In my experience, there is a definite knowing when you are communicating with higher realms. Your body energy changes. It increases the vibration. You feel body heat, and you just have a knowing. There's no separation. There's no duality within the speaking that comes through me. There's a definite knowing that what's coming through me is from a higher realm.
And each one of you, dear ones, will have your own unique experience.
Exactly.
Some of you will hear. Some of you will see. Some of you will feel. So realize your path to connecting will be as unique as you are. For you are all unique expressions of the oneness.
Yes. So moving on to code number 10, allow joy and bliss to be your indicators of being on your true path. And I would say that's the same for what we were just speaking of. Grace and ease are good signs of being true to your purpose in being here. You are not here to suffer or be punished. These are distortions of the human mind need to control.
So perhaps what will help you at this time, dear ones, is understanding what is the meaning, value, and purpose of something called joy or bliss, this emotion. It is an elevated frequency, a component, if you will, of love. So if you are feeling joy and bliss within this frequency, this will take you to an elevated, higher vibration of experience, be it emotional, mental, or physical. Do you understand?
Yes, and in other words, what you're saying is like energy attracts, like energy?
That can take place as well. But it is also a matter of you understanding what is the purpose of an emoted feeling. Whether it has a dense vibration or it has a high-frequency vibration. And if you're working within the components of love, which might be a reflection of joy or bliss or what you call happiness, that allows you to know that you're on a celebrated path to your divinity. If you're feeling fear, doubt, rage, anger, depression, which is unexpressed love, that allows you to know that you are in a dense frequency of expression, which is not serving your highest good. Are there any questions about this code?
Are there any questions about code number 10 online?
No, it's fine.
Not sure I fully understand it.
Do you need some clarification?
Yes, please.
What would you like clarification particularly on?
I think that last part that was mentioned. Hello? Hello?
Dear one, do you have a question?
My question was, I wasn't... The last, what I think I'm not, I don't remember what you said lastly, but I don't think I really understood that.
It was talking about the vibrations.
Dear one, read the sentence again.
No, it was what.
Dear one, read the sentence again, please.
You are not here to suffer or to be punished. These are distortions of the human's mind need to control.
To attempt to control what you did not create. Is that the issue, dear one?
Yes, yes.
That is the issue.
Yes.
What is it that you do not understand? That you cannot control what you did not create?
Hmm.
Do you understand that premise? Do you understand that reality? Do you understand the folly of those through the millennia of this expression of humanity who have attempted to control? You may have a dictator who can be in control for a few years in the government. You may be able to enslave a race of people for an extended period of time, but eventually all break into freedom.
I see.
But freedom is the divine expression of who you are. Do you understand?
I understand.
Do you have any questions, dear one?
No.
I have a question. Medicine. How can... certain areas of the world where even the basic needs of life are not met, how can those people be in joy and bliss?
One needs to understand the choice that those individuals made to incarnate into that particular environment or that culture or that geographical location, to learn what they need to learn the way they need to learn it. Perhaps some of those individuals who are in a repressed situation now were abusers of other people's freedoms in another lifetime. Do you see what's being said?
So in other words, all coming in with the soul plan, and we experience what's part of our soul plan, so it's not really ours to judge or shame or blame anyone or consider someone's experience as bad or even good because it's an experience they've chosen.
Yes. Each of you are in the process, and here's a challenging part for most of humanity, to realize that what you are experiencing, and we said this earlier, and we may say it many, many times again, you're all creating, you are the creator creating, and you all are experiencing what you need to experience, then on what you need to learn, or in some cases, to affect a karmic balance. So again, imagine if you are in an oppressed situation, perhaps you were once an oppressor.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
There is how the universe, there is how creation balances itself. When we talk about love, equality, harmony, and balance, there's an example of balance. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes. So moving on to code number 11.
Code 11. You are stewards of your planet, all things within and upon it, self, and one another. Know that all are conscious living beings who have an equal right to be here. You are all dependent upon one another for survival. It is insane not to realize this now.
Dear one, where in all of your current rhetoric, within your governments and your religions and your communications and your traveling around the globe, are your leaders speaking about the planet being a living, conscious being? And that the air, the water, the oil, the minerals, the gas are her organs? And that it is your responsibility to be stewards of this? What you have been perpetuating is a form of mass suicide. of slowly destroying the home that you are dependent upon, which is a reflection of your relationship with self, going back to that relationship with self. Mirrored out into how the planet and the life forms upon the planet are treated. Dear ones, every life form on this planet, be it yourself, animal, plant, or mineral, are conscious entities who chose to come here from other realms, other worlds, other star systems to create the world that you are living in now. Some of them are choosing to leave because of humanity's abuse. Examples might be the whales, the porpoises, some of the trees, some of the minerals. But understand in your ignorance, they all have a purpose and a reason to be here, or they wouldn't be here. And as we have discussed, that same law applies to you. The question is humanity ready to commit and to wake up to how things are actually configured and structured and created in your world, and take responsibility for the stewardship of that? Are there any questions? Ask yourselves, how can I be an activist, a participant, and honoring my planet and my world through my healed relationship with myself? See if this resonates. See if you wish to be a messenger of that truth.
And I do think that that's happening. There are many, many people that are now combining their efforts to make this world a better place.
Particularly the young coming in with a configured DNA and RNA who understand how important this is.
So are there any questions online?
So what can we do then, more specifically?
What about what was just said, dear one, do you resonate with?
Yeah.
Pick your cause.
Pick your cause, okay.
What do you resonate and discern with, dear one? That this is a conscious living being with organs.
Yes.
And that
yes,
every one of the life forms on this planet made a conscious decision to be here often to facilitate the evolution of humanity. The animals were here to assist in our evolution, your evolutionary process. They were not here to be enslaved,
right,
to be your pets, to be your food. Begin to think about that, dear one.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we have 5 codes to go, and we are on code number 12.
And remember, each one of these codes is building to assist your ability for archangelic access and becoming the multidimensional beings you are, dear ones. Remember this.
Your children contain the original truths of your being that has been taught away. Many children now are fully equipped to assist in the creation of the next golden age on your planet. Nurture them. Do not drug or abuse them. Attempt to learn from them and reawaken your original self, allowing direct access to us.
Many of these children, you call them such names as rainbow, indigo, crystalline children, have chosen parents who do not totally understand who their child is. They need your support and love, dear one. As we have discussed, allow these students to come forward to prevent future massacres within your school system and move away from that insanity. Awaken to the knowledge that these evolved young people coming in is a part of your evolutionary and advancement as a species. So for those of you who are able to identify these beings, even if their parents cannot, nurture them, Allow them to know that you know. Look into their eyes. Connect with their souls, with their eternal spirits, and let them know you understand why they are here. Are there questions?
I have a question. Considering the fact that so many of these children are drugged from very early ages, for instance, I have a grandson that has been drugged since he was 6 years old, and I've seen reports where children are now being given drugs for depression and for ADHD at 3 and 4 years old. What can we do to help these children?
Allow them to connect with other children that are like them. For there can be an interruption through these drugs. There can be, in your vernacular, corruption of their intention. And this happened initially with the indigos when they first came in. They were labeled, in your vernacular, deficit disorder. And they were drugged. But if these children can come together in a collective consciousness, they can free themselves from the implications of the adults by recognizing in one another. Here's another example, dear one. The indigos are currently assisting the crystallines. So they have an inner connection of supporting one another if they can come together in collective consciousness and groups. Does that help you?
Yes. So what I'm understanding you saying is that once these kids get together and talk amongst themselves, they can help raise the consciousness of humanity. So is this what's happening with these shootings that are occurring? Because one of the reports that I saw said that most of these shooters have been on some kind of psychotropic drug since they were young.
Well, the first thing that happens is it shifts by meeting a collective consciousness and being in a collective consciousness with like-spirited other individuals. It raises their frequency and assists alleviating some of the effects of the drugs which are in their system. That will allow them to act more forthrightly within their soul plan.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have any questions?
No.
Okay, moving on to code 13.
Code 13. Children know how to play and be joyful. These are important tools of creation. Allow the children to remind you how to play.
And there are times that the children need to be reminded how to play because of the electronics and the digital apparatus that are so addictive within their world today. Many of the ways to experience joy through playing have been eliminated with the youth on the planet in what you call advanced Western civilizations particularly. So allow children to go out into nature and to express nature and to be free of the electronics and the addiction to these. For within these appliances, there's much duality and confrontation. By the time an Earth child is 6 or 7 years old, they have seen several hundred and perhaps sometimes thousands of killings. Videos, games, and other forms of digital communication. And these are being imprinted into the emotional and mental bodies of these children. Be aware of this. And you can begin to make conscious decisions of how to assist the children in experiencing joy and play within their childhood, which has largely been taken away from the youth of the world. Are there questions about this essential aspect of being human?
Any questions online?
No.
No.
Moving on to code number 14. Attempt not to blame, shame, or judge yourself, which facilitates doing this to others. You are all in the same process. You all chose to be here now, to experience the most wonderful ascension process of your species and planet. Be compassionate, accepting, and forgiving to yourself and others, knowing you are all one. You are all here to love and support one another.
So remember at the foundation of this particular code, you cannot shame or blame or judge another without first having done that yourself, to yourself. That is a challenge for the human mind to accept this. It is also a challenge to accept exactly where you are within your process and not compare yourself with another that you may perceive to be more advanced or in a better position. So what we would counsel you, dear ones, is to once in a while pause and ask yourself, where am I? Where am I within my process of being human? Where am I within the process of judging or shaming it or wishing it were otherwise? And realizing that that is reflected out in my relationship with others. So accepting what is essential within the process of being human. And understanding, again, these are all choices, these codes, if you will. These are all choices that you have made in choosing to be human. They're not a punishment. They're a way to awaken you to your divine essence. Are there any questions about this code?
Any questions online?
No.
No.
Okay, moving on to code number 15.
Code 15. Become aware of the perfection of nature and the cycle of creation on your planet. These cycles are the tools you need to learn, not control, to survive. You did not create the planet, nor do you own it. You are here to better understand the perfection of your planet and learn how to care for it, thus one another.
Imagine if this were the law of the land. Imagine that if all of your human laws reflected this truth, that everything you need to know, and many of your indigenous cultures and what you call primitive civilizations were tapped into this wisdom, that love and peace and equality and balance are all in nature, and you are learning to access that wisdom and to perpetuate it and to manifest it within being human. That all the laws of creation were factored into the creation of the planet and are radiating out from the planet and all the beings and life forms on the planet into you to assist you in being here. So knowing why you are here is essential within this process. Of knowing that after you master yourself through maintaining a loving relationship, that you become the master teacher of your nation, of your planet, of your solar system, of your galaxy, and on and on. Are there any questions about this magnificent truth?
Any questions online?
No.
Classroom? No. Okay, moving on to the last code. Together, we of the angelic realms with humanity can create a new world paradigm of we consciousness oneness. Call upon us regularly. We are here to love and support you.
And that is what is taking place tonight. Place your hands upon your hearts, dear ones. Feel our love our dedication and our responsibility to and with you. For millennia, we have been sending messages, and more forthrightly, increasingly so at present because of the ascension process of the planet. The question to ask yourselves, are you ready to commit to receiving them and applying them within your life? Are there any other questions before we take our closing, or any other needs?
I would like to say thank you for your love.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A personal question?
Yes, dear.
There's really a lot of difficulty in my family right now, my sister has been suffering physically horribly, 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 and her son just tried to take his own life. And I am doing the best I can to be emotionally supportive for them. Is there anything else I can do? Is there anything you can tell me about these two people that seem to be just on the road of destruction?
Yes, dear one. The first thing we'd like to say to you is it is not your responsibility to facilitate the soul plan of these individuals and the choices that they had made, even though they appear self-destructive. Be in their presence with your love and your acceptance and your compassion and your forgiveness for the choices that they have made. For it is a lack of that that is creating some of your discomfort. Accept with compassion and thus forgive the choices they have made and simply allow them to be heard. For being heard is the beginning of all healing. Be not there to teach them. Be not there to heal them. Simply be there to be and allow them to come to you if they so choose. And if they do not, allow yourself to be in the silence with them and just to be present. And for them to know through your presence, you unconditionally love them. You may not agree with the choices that they're making. They may create discomfort within you. They are not choices that you would make, but they are choices that they are making that are not to be judged or shamed or blamed. And within it, be true to your truth, needs, and boundaries. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
Are there any questions, or does someone want a message that's online?
No. Sure, I would like a message.
What message do you think you need at this time, dear one?
I'm not sure.
There lies the answer to your message. You're in the process, dear one.
I get that, yes.
Waking up to the magnificence of who you really are. You're in the process of totally loving who you are. You are in the process of forgiving how you have chosen to learn by comparing yourself to others.
Yes.
You are in process. You are in process to accept with compassion and forgive where you are and where you don't know where you are. You are in the process of surrendering to not knowing in order to allow, through the unknowing, the probabilities to become possibilities and possibilities to become probabilities. So tonight, we have some homework for you, dear one. We wish for you to stand in front of a mirror, completely naked, and look at yourself. And forgive every aspect of yourself that you have ever judged. Look deeply into your eyes as you place your hand upon your heart. And forgive yourself for every comparison you have made with another, whenever you thought you weren't good enough or worthy enough for success to come through. And to know, dear one, you're right where you need to be. Does that help you?
That helps me a lot. Thank you.
Is there anything else that you would like to relate to us before you take your leave?
So as we take our leave, remember, you can listen to these codes and audio. Understand that the meaning and the value of them is for you to be as a channel is being right now. To forthrightly know by simply asking, you can receive what you need, even if it's to know your truth, even if it's to know how to set your boundaries, that all of these tools are readily available for you. And to give gratitude for the choices you have made in being human, learning the way you have chosen to be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember, tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate online at theangelnewsnetwork.com.
Thank
you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.